Game Night with Matt Perrault continues now on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Matt Perrault.
It is Game Night, SB Nation Radio. Let's talk a little bit about Mayweather-McGregor from a boxing perspective. Bad Left Hook. It's a great website. If you guys have never checked it out, I would highly recommend it. It's a great boxing site for SB Nation. Will Lesko joining us here on Game Night. Will, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. All right, so we're here in Vegas, and we are counting down the days to Mayweather-McGregor coming up here on Saturday and Sunday. We had the media days Thursday and Friday here in Las Vegas. We didn't learn a whole heck of a lot, but it was good to see the guys work out and good to see the guys, in particular what Conor McGregor was doing in the gym. But from a boxing perspective and from the angle that you guys are looking at this fight, has it changed at all since the video came out on Friday of what Conor McGregor was doing to Pauly Malignaggi, a former two-weight champion?
Quite honestly, I can't say that it has changed one iota.
And why?
If you're talking specific to Pauly Malignaggi, I mean, we already know Pauly Malignaggi, he's a retired fighter. He did really well with his career considering his limitations as a fighter. I mean, he has no power, doesn't score knockouts. He still managed to become world champion, but he was obviously in the video out of shape, and he said himself he was coming off a cross-country flight and still survived 12 rounds, what he called violent rounds with Conor McGregor. So it's just kind of hard to fathom that if an out-of-shape retired Pauly Malignaggi can make it 12 rounds with Conor McGregor, that Conor's going to somehow be saying he's going to stop Floyd within 2 rounds.
Right.
If they wear 8-ounce gloves, he's predicting the second round knockout. I mean, against one of the most elusive fighters of all time. I mean, it's just hard for me to picture any scenario where that's the case.
So,
I mean, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just curious because this is what box people have said over and over again, and even MMA people, UFC people have said this same thing leading up to this fight, and it's been the public kind of pushing back on boxing experts, and that's why people here in Las Vegas, the sports books, are in love with this, because the public still hammers McGregor, and boxing people are saying there's no way Mayweather's going to win this fight. But what happens if Mayweather loses? How does the boxing community handle this? Because it seems like it would be a shock, obviously. It just seems like there's not anybody in the boxing world picking this upset.
No, I mean, and for good reason. I mean, look, quite honestly, if Conor McGregor were to pull off the unthinkable and beat Floyd Mayweather, it would be probably, it's an unthinkable embarrassment, and not just to Floyd himself, but to the entire sport of boxing. I mean, what does it say about the discipline of the sport if a novice can come in and beat the best fighter of a generation and one of the best fighters in boxing's long and storied history? What does that say to boxing as a combat sport?
See, I disagree with that because I get that point. But when you call Conor McGregor a novice, it sort of takes away his ability as a striker in mixed martial arts and what he has done as a stand-up fighter. And I understand everything about footwork and technique and hand placement and elbow placement and everything that comes in with Conor. But if Conor wins, I don't see that as a knock on boxing. I think that that's just a tip of the cap to where McGregor is as a striker. Will anybody see it that way?
I don't see how anybody could see it that way because we're talking about the sensationalism of this event, right?
Yeah.
Floyd represents the cream of the crop of what's boxing. He's the best fighter we've seen in the last 20 years. But Conor McGregor, as good as he is in MMA, he's not a professional boxer. I've seen him sparring sessions with Chris Van Heerden. I mean, who's not anywhere. He's probably 5 levels below someone of a Floyd Mayweather. And he would be able to land at will on Conor. So, I mean, what reasonably could anybody think that he's going to do with somebody who's at the very pinnacle of the sport?
How long ago was that boxing session, that sparring session? How long ago was that you watched that?
The last time I saw the Van Heerden one, that was probably 6 months ago.
So can you at least give Conor 6 months and say maybe he's improved a whole heck of a lot in over 6 months?
I could say he's improved a whole heck of a lot. but he hasn't. It's impossible that he's improved enough to reach the level of Floyd Mayweather.
So,
I mean, I don't see any way how. I mean, even if Conor, like his trainer was quoted as saying that, you know, Conor becomes twice the fighter he has been in the boxing realm anyway with each passing week. Well, even if that's the case, you're talking about, I can name a half dozen Hall of Fame boxers who've done nothing other than box for their entire life who could barely lay a hand on Floyd. And I'm talking about the likes of Oscar De La Hoya,
right,
and Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez, Canelo Alvarez. I mean, these are these people's livelihoods. They grew up in the sport since they were little kids doing this. Conor does have some amateur boxing experience, but not, he doesn't have any legitimate amateur record that we know of. He didn't go, he wasn't an Olympian.
Right.
I mean, he has no professional fights, and he has no experience on this level in this kind of technique. So I find it difficult to see how he's going to cope with what Floyd Mayweather is going to be able to bring in the ring.
I will give you all those names you just said and went through, but Canelo Alvarez is 4 years ago. De La Hoya was more than that. Can you see a 40-year-old Mayweather? This is not a 36-year-old or a 30-year-old. All the fights you're referencing, Father Time catches up to everybody with 8-ounce gloves. Can you envision it? Can you imagine in any possible way that Floyd gets caught as a 40-year-old, he gets caught and gets hit by a guy who is a lefty southpaw and an awkward fighter? His movements are weird. I mean, watching Floyd work out and then watching Conor work out, it's bizarre to watch Conor and his movements. If he catches Floyd, can you chalk it up to Father Time and just say, look, he's 40 years old, he was due?
Not really, for several reasons. One of them is Floyd Mayweather is not your average 40-year-old. You know what I'm saying? He's known, and he's well-known in our entire sport of boxing to be probably the most disciplined athlete we have ever seen. He's never drank, never smoked. He parties, but you know what I'm saying? He trains
right
as hard as anybody. And if you've seen recent, you've seen the workout footage. I mean, he looks as good a shape as I've ever seen him in. And he looks in better physical condition than some 25-year-old young boxers out there. So I don't think even at age 40, he's been able to slip enough for Conor to take advantage of that. Now, I know a big selling point of the fight is everyone say, well, Conor packs a punch. He has a monster left hand. What if he catches Floyd with one of his monster shots? And the fact of the matter is he might catch Floyd with one shot, but one shot is not going to be enough. We've seen monster punchers like Marcos Maidana, Shane Mosley, land a singular punch, or in Mosley's case, twice in that fight early, and he wobbled him. But Floyd has a tremendous chin, and he has excellent conditioning, and Conor McGregor is going to have to land more than one Hail Mary.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I don't see. I think Conor's statements about the fight going four rounds, it has to end within four rounds, I think is an acknowledgement of that.
And he also went on to say if they fight an 8-ounce glove, then it's going to be two rounds. And I think that's kind of ridiculous, because I think 8-ounce glove actually favors Floyd Mayweather more than Conor McGregor, because at least the 10-ounce gloves have a wider surface where he can more reasonably defend himself against one of the maybe the most accurate puncher in recent times.
Yeah.
8-ounce gloves is going to be hard, not in damage, but he's not going to be able to protect himself as well with 8-ounce gloves. And you've seen his workout. I mean, from a boxing standpoint, McGregor has a lot of awkward movements. And I think that could throw Mayweather off a little bit until he gets his timing down. But his head movement is almost non-existent. And that's just because the disciplines of MMA and boxing
right
are different.
No,
He's not conditioned to have that kind of head movement where he's going to be able to avoid incoming fire.
I would agree with that. Will Esko joining us from Bad Left Hook, SB Nation's boxing site. Well, what's fun about, I think, looking at that, and I think you're right about that, because that's why if it goes to the fifth or sixth round, that's why I think Mayweather's talking about a knockout. I think it's why he wants the 8-ounce gloves. I think Mayweather wants a knockout. Just back, based upon what you were talking about in terms of having boxing, the history, and people wanting it from a boxing standpoint, defending the honor of the discipline, do you think Mayweather is hell-bent in really mindset on knocking out Conor McGregor, not going to the scorecards?
let me be 100% transparent. I don't for a second believe Mayweather has any vested interest in defending boxing's honor.
Ooh, okay.
No, I mean, I'm just going to be perfectly honest. He could care less about the nobility of it in that sense. I do think he wants a knockout, but the reason I think he'll get a knockout is not because he'll necessarily fight more aggressive, but I just believe, you know, it's going to be one of those issues where he gets Conor's timing down, and then he starts picking him apart, and it's going to be like chopping down a tree. I think he stops Conor on an accumulation of punches where either the ref has to step in or he's badly hurt, and it's just there's no other way to go but to call the fight off. And that's me giving Conor all the credit I think he deserves and more. And it's not for me to take away from him as a fighter, but it's a very different discipline. If Floyd was going to fight him in the octagon, Conor would put him in a submission room within 30 seconds. We've seen this story with James Toney and Randy Couture.
Yeah.
I was at that fight, and I was praying we could at least get 10 seconds to stand up, that maybe James Toney would have a chance. But before you know it, he was on the mat where he's out of his element, and, you know, that fight was over. This is kind of the inverse of that, where Conor actually stands a better chance because Floyd obviously can't put him in a chokehold or any submission.
Right.
But at
right.
the same time, his hand skills are not even comparable to what Conor McGregor brings to the table.
Hmm. Will, great stuff tonight. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Barry, thank you for having me.
It's Will Esko, Bad Left Hook, SB Nation's great boxing site, badlefthook.com. Check it out for sure. So we'll get into some of the comments he just said, because I think it's wild. And I'm not saying Will's wrong, by the way. I'm not disagreeing with anything he just said. But it is interesting when you think about it from a big picture perspective as to what boxing as a sport, how they are viewing the fight on August the 26th. That next.